We're back to the Neil Haley Show on the Total Celebrity segment. I'm excited to welcome the program Tyler Labine and Jocko Sims of NBC's New Amsterdam. Guys, thanks for calling. And I want to go first to Jocko. How are you holding up during this pandemic? I mean, I guess we'll be telling everyone this story for years and years to come. How are you holding up with this coronavirus?
Well, I'm doing considerably well compared to many of those out there. I'm in a nice apartment in Manhattan. I'm not in the thick of the mess that's happening out there. But, you know, I'm doing my best to do my part and make sure that the nurses and doctors here locally have everything they need, because that's where the real struggle is. We have a lot of fun every time we talk to you, Neil. But yeah, the tone of this one would probably more than likely be a little bit different. It's just such a different world out there nowadays.
A little more somber these days. Yeah,
absolutely. Tyler, how are you holding up?
I'm good. I'm up in my house in the mountains in California, which is not meant to be any sort of brag. I'm just saying it's nice to have a place to sort of feel away from all that. I was in New York, much like Jocko, up until about 2 weeks ago, and then I kind of had to get the heck out of there. Things were getting crazy, and I'm here with my family, my wife and my three kids, and we're lucky enough to have rooms in my house and property, and we can be here together and coexist without driving each other nuts. But I feel very fortunate. Yeah, and we're all healthy so far, so good. Couple symptoms here and there, but everything's kind of just cleared out, and we're feeling grateful.
We basically, you guys, especially you, Tyler, have to be a teacher now, right? Because your kids are being in the house. So it's an interesting thing to get used to, right? The whole homeschooling thing.
I mean, I've always been a teacher of sorts. I'm a bit of a sage. But my kids don't look at me as such. I'm more like the guy they climb on. I'm definitely their hop on pop. But I have been being sent the curriculum from school. And obviously, we live in a digital age, and my daughter, who's in a higher grade, has these Zoom classes she can dial in on with her class, which is trippy. And they send home these video packages of things that we can do with the kids and curriculum, and it's been interesting. I'm kind of taking over as the arts teacher. I've been trying to form a family band.
I want to hear some tunes, man.
we're called the Jamily. And we're trying to get them to play instruments every day. But yeah, I've taken on a role as a part-time teacher with my wife, and it's been really cool. It's been really, really neat helping shape their little minds.
So that's an interesting thing, that people are all quarantined. Now they can tune in and catch up to New Amsterdam if they never had time. Their schedules are so busy. So, Jocko, how is your character, without spoiling things? Because, we could go and just summarize the whole season, but then the people that have not watched the show, that want to and maybe have watched a few episodes, miss out, and they could go to NBC.com to check up and catch up on everything. But how is your character developed? I always like talking about that because that doesn't spoil anything, but it shows specifically how you've developed since the show started.
Yeah, you know, as Reynolds, it seemed that he kind of figured that he had everything together in one way or another. But, slowly things, I wouldn't say that they were falling apart, but just sort of taking a turn. Here he was going to get married to the woman of his dreams. And then, a wrench was thrown in the situation when she got that job offer in San Francisco. Now what do you do? Do we break off the marriage and stay married to my career here in New York? This hospital needs me. Oh, wait, we find out that the hospital doesn't need me, and I'm a dinosaur here, because Bloom pointed out that, everyone else would have operated differently in a particular situation, but you're always playing by the book. And for Reynolds, that was a turning point, and he realized, gosh, maybe I need to move on. Maybe this is an opportunity for me to start a new life with my new wife on the West Coast. So, it's been an interesting trajectory to play the character and to dive into this tumultuous situation with the relationship and the relationship with the hospital. It's just been a joy to play.
How about you, Tyler, your character, your character's growth since the beginning of the show?
Yeah, it's been really fun. I would like to say that the complexities that they throw at Reynolds and that Jocko deals with so deftly is, like, I don't know how many people realize just how difficult of a role Jocko has and how hard his character is to play, because he's so smooth at playing it. It is not easy. They ask him to do everything from being funny to being super dramatic to being strong to being willful to being vulnerable. He's really a joy to watch.
And your check is in the mail, my friend.
There you go. Good. Okay, so moving on from that. My character, Iggy, has been an interesting journey for me and for the character. But really, from the beginning, I don't think I knew what this character was going to be. I don't think they knew what Iggy was going to be. So it's been a really fun journey full of lots of twists and turns. The fact that they are willing to open him up more and show more of his personal life was really fulfilling for me as an actor, because I think the main function of Iggy was to sort of serve as this sounding board for people who are feeling possibly at home, who have issues that they don't feel comfortable talking about. And it was a way to make people feel more comfortable and relate to somebody. And everyone wants a therapist that listens, right? So that was fun to play. Very different for me. But then once they started opening up Iggy and his personal life, I was like, I don't know what to do. I don't know how to do this. So it's been a really fun challenge as an actor, and they keep piling it on. And there's more and more with the disordered eating this season, and with him trying to adopt a son without telling his husband, and a lot of really interesting red flags coming up for Iggy, and a lot of really personal stuff coming up for me about the disordered eating and food disorders. So it's been really fun. Really crazy journey, and I'm excited to do three more seasons.
Hey, that's fantastic, and congrats on the success of the show. And I think that especially healthcare workers and different people, if they want to catch up and see there's drama going on in New Amsterdam, not just how awesome they're doing and helping and saving lives all over the world, healthcare workers, if they want to tune in and say, okay, at least my life is not as crazy as this life sometimes every day, tune in to New Amsterdam, but all the fans as well, see, to really honor the healthcare profession, tune into New Amsterdam on NBC.com. So I appreciate you guys calling, catch up to all of the season, and look forward to catching up with you guys again. So thanks again for calling.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right, take care.
So much.
All right, see you guys. Bye-bye. You're listening to Neil Haley's Show, and we'll be back in just a moment.